It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Have you ever wondered how to stop an email you shouldn't have sent? What about the most effective way to count seconds? One Mississippi, 2 1,000. What about the best way to open Velcro, but quietly? Those questions and hundreds more have been the subject of the NPR podcast, How to Do Everything. It had an initial run from 2011 to 2016 and has been on hiatus ever since, until today.
Hey there, it's Ian and Mike. We are the hosts of How to Do Everything from NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
We're the podcast that is going to change your life for the better.
That is overpromising, but we are going to take your questions about how to do everything, and we are going to find people to answer them because we are incapable of helping you ourselves.
Yeah, have no fear. We're not the ones who are going to offer you advice. We're going to find very qualified, overqualified people to answer those questions for you.
We know nothing. I can barely make it through a day. I have no executive function.
All you have to do is send us your questions. Send them to us at howto@npr.org. We do know how to check email.
My email password is password, and I'll be using that to open the email box.
My social security number is password.
No question is too big, too small, too ridiculous, or too dangerous for us to attempt to answer. Questions like, how do I reheat cold French fries? Or how do I get out of the way of this rhinoceros currently charging at me?
Is this an infection?
In any event, How to Do Everything, the podcast that is half advice show, half survival guide, half advice show, can be found every Wednesday right here in this feed.
How to Do Everything is also available without sponsor messages for supporters of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Plus. That means you get to hear both shows sponsor-free.
Supporters also get bonus episodes of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, featuring exclusive games, behind-the-scenes content, and more. For more info on how to sign up, visit plus.npr.org.
Once again, that's PASSWORD.
But the O is a zero.
How to Do Everything is part of the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me cinematic universe, where Mike Danforth is executive producer and Ian Chillog is a senior producer. They are the co-creators of How to Do Everything. I spoke with them about the new old project last week. Ian Chillog and Mike Danforth, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for making the time to talk with us.
Hey there.
Thanks for having us.
What is the origin story of How to Do Everything?
A long time ago, NPR, you know, we're producers on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and would do other fun things at NPR. And if I remember correctly, NPR just wanted a new show. And we thought it would a show where people wrote in with questions and we found somebody to solve them would be a good idea. And we started producing that with a few different hosts and then decided it would be more fun if we just did it ourselves. So we fired all of those hosts and here we are.
I love the genre. It's kind of for people who are not familiar, you're all familiar with the worst case scenario survival handbook.
Yes.
This is an original 99 edition. Maybe for people who haven't heard the show, talk about what it is. Listener submitted questions. You talk to experts.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. We're naturally curious people. And we are lucky that people will send us these questions. They can send them to us now at howto@npr.org. That is our working email address for this podcast, howto@npr.org.
You really worked that in very well. I just have to say that was very incredible.
Thanks. Yeah. It was almost nobody noticed. It went right by. People will send us questions and we'll find really fun people to answer them. And it's the thrill for us is when we bring in, you know, like someone, how do I talk to a celebrity? And we had Kevin Bacon answer that question just because I can't remember why, but he was somehow relevant and he did it. And I think the answer was don't.
Well, I remember he said, just expect that when you're talking to a celebrity, if you're a civilian, expect that your IQ will drop 50 points. You will seem dumber than you are and to just accept that ahead of time.
I love that. One of my other favorites I have in this category is the best case scenario handbook, which includes entries such as what to do in a pretentious restaurant when you're mistaken for the New York Times food critic. How to Win the Lottery Without Ruining Your Life, and How to Survive on a Desert Island with Jennifer Lopez. So I'm wondering what, you know, what are some of your favorite examples from doing the show over the years?
A segment I think about a lot is there was, I can't even remember how we got here, but there was a story about a new scientific study in the news that tears, people's tears, actually the pheromones in those tears affected other people. And we talked to a researcher who was doing some of that work and found that when you're doing that research, you have to make people cry. You can't hurt people. So almost all labs that do tear research show the same movie to people. And it's the Ricky Schroeder movie, The Champ. That movie will reliably make almost anyone cry. And so we talked to that scientist, and then we did a little test case in our studio with Mike and me. We brought in Peter Sagal, and there was another producer there. And we all watched it and to see if we would cry. And sure enough, Mike, my co-host, really turned on the waterworks. We lost him completely.
I did. I'm a sucker for it. It's a
the
sad.
The rest of us were.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Yeah. I can't actually listen back to that episode without crying. That's how sad the movie is.
Have you seen it, Brian?
I have not. You say Ricky Schroeder. I think of the TV show where he was a rich kid, right? Silver Spoons. Yeah.
This was before that. Oh, and in the interest of keeping your broadcast fun for your listeners, I won't talk about the plot because it's so sad.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe we won't put a clip in for that one then.
There you go.
Well, here's one that's funny. I think one of the things I really liked was something totally dumb that doesn't help. Somebody asked a question, do cows in different parts of the country have accents? Do they have regional accents? And the person we asked about this was Patrick Stewart. And he's not necessarily an expert, but boy, did he have an opinion. And he, I think, demonstrated all the different moos.
Yeah.
Of different British cows.
Your posh cow, your Cockney cow. He's very convincing.
It's not a straightforward, simple answer. Unlike probably many other countries where a cow's moo is a cow's moo, in England, you understand, we are dominated by class, by social status, and by location. So, for example, a cow that is in a field next to my house in West Oxfordshire would moo in one kind of way, and a cow in a field in the semi-industrial town I grew up in the north of England would moo in another kind of way.
Huh.
Am I clear so far?
Yeah.
Well, if I were at home in West Oxfordshire right now and I walk down my lane and there are always cows in the field and I say, hi, good morning, cows, and they would moo at me like this. Moo. Now, that's a very conservative moo. You must understand that I live in...
All right, let me remind listeners, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're listening to a conversation I recorded last week with Ian Chillog and Mike Danforth. They are producers on the show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. But more to the point for us, they are relaunching the NPR podcast, How to Do Everything. It initially had about a five-year run in the 20-teens. They're bringing it back, actually launching today as we go to air on Wednesday, September 4th. And I spoke with them last week. Yeah, so I was obviously listening to some of them in preparation for this. There was the great Christmas discussion, not Christmas, but Christmas, the summer. I don't know if you want to talk about that, the celebrating alternate holidays, right? And this was a celebration of people named Chris in July.
We did it. We ended up that year, I think we did a whole calendar of new holidays. There was Christmas. So there was also, I think we did 25 de Mayo, the 25th of May, which has not been a fun day for until now. Yeah.
Podcasting is evolved a lot in the last 10 years, or I guess 8 years since you stopped production of new episodes. How are you thinking about that as you're approaching this now? Is there going to be a YouTube component here? Or are you making the show, you know, more TikTok digestible or something like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I think both of us would like to have episodes or do something on TikTok. if we can take bits and make them digestible in that format, for sure.
I think really, yeah, we're going to keep doing what we've always done, I think. And hopefully they'll feel some motivated reason to do other stuff, but we don't really know how to do anything else.
I feel you on that deeply. So why bring the show back now?
We love the show. We love working together, and we've always talked about bringing it back, and the time felt right. It does feel like we always have stories that we see that we feel like, oh, it'd be fun to dig into that a little more. You know, that's the perfect thing for How to Do Everything. So, it feels great. It's something we've always wanted to do, and this is our chance.
Can we rob the humor or rob the spirit of it a little bit and talk about how do you actually balance when you're making this product, balance the idea of, you know, being funny with also actually providing relevant information? Like, where do you draw that line, right?
Well, the real answer is a lot of times we don't actually help anybody. They ask the question, we go talk to somebody, and then by the time the episode's out, we realize that person is still wondering how to do the thing they asked about. I like when we help people, but sometimes we give up. That's how we accomplish it.
I think the goal always with every episode is to have like just a couple, two or three things that you can repeat later that day to somebody mm-hmm. else. Did you know that this is this way? You know, that type of thing. And that to me is success. Whether or not that answered your question and you feel satisfied, that's for you to decide, I guess.
I was at the zoo yesterday. We have a segment coming up where we learn this fact. And I was at the zoo with my 4-year-old yesterday. And I realized I was doing that thing we always hope we'll do with the show, where I learned something from the show and I was telling somebody else. And I said to my daughter, did you know that... people recognize each other by their faces, but chimpanzees recognize each other by their butts, which is something we'll learn on this season of How to Do Everything. She was kind of unimpressed by that knowledge, but I still think it's very interesting.
She really was?
Yeah.
Wow. My 12 and 8-year-old boys would be delighted with that knowledge, and I'm definitely sharing with them.
It's an age thing. Yeah, because I told my kids too, and they wanted more information, but they're like your kids, Brian. They're older. Yeah.
Sure. All right. We are almost out of time together. I guess one thing I'm curious about is how do you do interviews with a million public radio stations around the country, 10 minutes at a time, and keep it interesting for yourselves and the people you're trying to reach?
This has been the only interesting one. This is, and thank you for that. Yeah.
I'm not sure I believe you. Yeah. You say that to every station, right?
Yeah.
Brian, is there a question that you would like to ask that we could help you with?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Let me, okay.
Yeah, no
Emily,
pressure,
Emily
no.
is running the timer down. Let me give it a thought.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
We'll make room.
Yeah, nothing. Maybe I'll put it, we can leave that. We'll leave this in because I need to fill a 15-minute segment. So this is great. And then I will, I'll add it on to the end and maybe I'll email you after the fact. All right. Well, I will end by saying, Ian Chillog, Mike Danforth, congratulations on the relaunch and best of luck. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
How to Do Everything should be back in your podcast feeds soon, if not today. You heard me there saying I would get back to Mike and Ian with some questions. I was still stumped as I was thinking through this. Just had a lot of work stuff on my mind this week. So I turned to ChatGPT, thought it could offer some suggestions. And I got to say, it did not let me down. A few of my favorites. How do I politely let someone know they have spinach in their teeth during an important meeting? How do I convince my cat that I'm not plotting to betray it? Or if I can't parallel park, should I just abandon my car and start a new life? I hope to hear those questions answered on a future episode of How to Do Everything, and your questions too. We'll have a link to how to email them your questions on our website, 21stshow.org. Our program is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coolsome Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. You can contact us or subscribe to our podcast. Links are at our website, 21stshow.org. You can also listen to us now on YouTube. Just search for Illinois Public Media. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.